The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, like all Thursdays, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing well. I hope you are too.
I am wonderful. And talking about CNC indoor range, it made me think about, I saw some posts of you at a dove hunt recently.
I know. That was a lot of fun. You know, Joey, doves are a lot harder to hit than clays. I will tell you, I love to clay shoot. It's the first time I've ever gone dove hunting, but whew, they move fast and all over the place.
Yeah. Well, you know, as a kid growing up, we used to, at my grandparents' farm, we always had dove hunts every fall. And I had an uncle who was a rep for Pfizer. And so he would always bring a lot of his doctor friends that he called on down, and we'd have a big day. But you're right, it's very exciting when, particularly in our case, late in the afternoons, there was a pond near the dove field, and so late afternoon the dove would start coming in as they were ending their day, going to get their last drink of water, I guess. And boy, they're fast.
They are, and literally their last drink of water, right, Joey? I mean, it was literally when they were coming into your field. But they do move quickly, and you're right. I learned from a lot of our experienced dove hunters that were out there that doves, to get doves, they're coming early in the morning when the sun's coming up, or as the sun's going down in the evening, that's when doves, you know, start really flying around and looking for food in the fields and things like that. So learned a lot. It was a great day with a lot of great people, and super impressed by the dogs. Just the training of those retriever dogs. Our very own Boykins. A lot of people out there had Boykins, and wow, what impressive training, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now I noticed here your husband had gone along with you there, David. And it looked to me like you had a little more luck than he did. I saw he had some doves, but it looked like you had more doves. Is that right?
Well, you know what? He did have some doves, and I love my husband to death, so I'm just going to say we both had a good day. How's that?
You know, all right.
Want to keep a happy home, Joey.
That's the diplomatic way to do it, yes. I was trying to put you on the spot there.
I know. I will hear about it. I will tell you, though, that when we got our CWPs together, maybe your lieutenant governor outshot him by a little bit. I'm just saying. I'm not going to confirm nor deny that, but I've heard tell from our instructor that maybe your lieutenant governor is a really good shot.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, and I think I mentioned it to you before, next year when we do our CNC indoor range shooting contest like we did just a couple months back, I'm going to get you on my team.
I love that. It's a lot of fun. And like I said, we have a lot of property out here in the upstate, and we put the clay thrower out there, and I got some advice, you know, to stand kind of horizontal to it so you could, you know, they could shoot kind of like you'd shoot a bird instead of shooting at them. And whew, yeah, it's a lot different hitting that way. So, but like I said, a lot of fun. A lot of fun to get outdoors, and there's a lot of groups really encouraging women to get outdoors and hunt with their kids and their family. And I think that's great because, you know, getting outdoors, getting back to nature, so relaxing, so good for the soul.
Yep. The legislature, of course, back in Columbia, a busy week. Let's talk for a minute about, of course, Governor McMaster, you guys rolled out your executive budget. Talk with us a little about the session and what you guys see important.
Well, the session started, you know, and of course, top on the books is redistricting. Have to get that done. That was being heavily debated yesterday. The House stayed in really late, going over arguments on that. Very proud of the executive budget that came out. The governor released it. We were together last week for a press conference on it. And really putting money to things that are impactful. Infrastructure, very important to our state. putting, you know, the governor has a very bold and very focused budget. And we got to think big picture. We have money right now that we will never have again. So we have to do bold things for this state. So working on infrastructure, maybe water, sewer, and our roads, the money that he's proposed to SCDOT to jumpstart our roads would put us 6 years ahead of our timeline right now. I know everybody listening will be very happy to hear that. The governor really wants to take care of that. Putting money towards getting workers. We want to make sure that we are taking people that have been maybe stuck in entry-level positions that couldn't afford to go back to school, to get certifications and things like that, working with our technical colleges, putting money in the budget to make sure that we turn out electricians and healthcare workers and people in advanced manufacturing, you know, those career choices that we know we are in desperate need of workers.
Very proud of that bold move.
One thing I'm super proud of, because I am very involved in education, just as you are, is making sure that we change the funding formula. The governor wants it to be very clear that state money is going for in-classroom instruction, right? So we want to make the funding formula a little bit easier for everybody to understand and make sure that we're laser focusing and targeting our state dollars. And so taking very big moves, very bold moves, making sure we take care of our law enforcement, our first responders, making sure that we do tax cuts. Joey, you know, North Carolina's governor is looking to work a deal. It's not a really good deal if you look into it, because they're going to raise some other things and then cut taxes. So it's kind of like a bait and switch. But we need to start lowering taxes here in South Carolina. And so the governor is once again going to the General Assembly saying, this is a year we have to do it. We have got to stay competitive with other states if we want to continue to keep growing. And so that is part of the budget. So, again, very bold, big picture ideas from our administration. And I believe the General Assembly will be behind it, because they're very good ideas that are coming from us and they're being validated by key players, you know, like our businesses, large and small across the state. These are things that they're asking for too. And we want to make sure that we're doing what's best for South Carolinians.
Yep. I like the idea of the tax cuts. you got my attention on that one.
and you know, the governor has always asked for zero tax on our retired law enforcement and our veterans. And what most people don't understand is, you know, we're a proud military state. We really are. We have 8 military installations here in South Carolina, and we want to keep them. And when the Pentagon and the military in general on the federal level looks at how they're going to pass money to states for those bases, they look at what we're doing for our veterans. And so we need to make sure that we don't become in jeopardy of losing any of those very important bases to South Carolina. And so, you know, that gets factored in the scoring. And I think sometimes people don't understand that. And so, you know, the governor signed a bill. We were out in Aiken at USC of Aiken. And that bill was to give scholarship money to our veterans, you know, waiving the 3 years. You had to do it within 3 years of leaving the military. Well, maybe some people weren't ready. So we made it easier for our veterans to go back to college and get the degrees we need. We know they make great workers.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful program. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, well, we've got a busy legislative session ahead of us, and just kicked it off this week. Look forward to having you each Thursday as we'll walk through it together.
Well, thanks, Joey. I hope you have a great weekend. God bless. Everybody stay warm. I hear tell we might get a little snow on Sunday, so be careful out there.
Could get a little icy and snowy out there. You be safe. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. It is 8:46. Mike Gallagher will join us for a quick preview of the Mike Gallagher Show up next.
We'll be right back. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.